I said to my son, what's going on? Are you okay? He said, I just lost an argument with your wife.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I know it's hard to believe, but sometimes parents don't tell the whole truth. They say, you keep doing that and your face will stay that way. One mom told her kids that if they lied, a green spot would appear on their foreheads. I'm surprised a green spot didn't appear on her forehead. Here are the top 10 lies parents tell. Santa only visits good little kids. You're the only one who's going to notice that zit. This is going to hurt me more than you. We send old Rover to a big farm where he can run free. Don't put your finger in your nose. It'll get stuck there. If you don't cut it out, I'll stop the car and you can walk home. I said this once when we were in Oregon. Eat it. It'll put hair on your chest, is another lie. Hair? We want hair on our chest? The TV only works when it rains. The neighbor's baby sure is beautiful. I've seen the neighbor's baby. And mommy and daddy are having a nap. Well, we may laugh, but some parents take it even further. They phone in sick when they aren't, and their children know about it. One parent admitted to me that he told his kid the monster under the bed would get him if he didn't hurry up and go to sleep. I'm sure the kid slept like a baby after that. And you know how a baby sleeps, right? Waking and screaming often. Other parents admit to openly telling lies in the home. I don't remember my mother telling me a lie. She told me what happened to the dog when it died. It broke my heart, but it was part of growing up. My parents often opened the Bible and read a short piece from the book of Proverbs to us. I learned early the importance of being honest, of living with integrity. Wise parents and grandparents ask themselves three questions. Number one, can my kids tell when I'm joking? This is one of the challenges a humorist faces. I love to kid with my kids. When they asked, where is mom? I might say, she's up on the roof eating an orange. She'll be sliding down on the peel. But I made sure immediately that they knew I was joking. No peel, no orange. They might have called 911 if I hadn't. Laughter is a prime ingredient in a healthy home, but it should never come at the expense of our children. Telling them that three little pigs live under their bed and if they get up once more they'll lose their toes may be very funny to you, but it's terrifying to a child. So make sure your kids and grandkids and nieces and nephews know when you're kidding. Make sure they get your humor. Secondly, ask, is the whole truth necessary? There are times when the whole truth will not set your child free. When our kids began asking about sex and drugs and all kinds of things, we knew they would ask others if we didn't provide a suitable answer. So we did. There was no question they couldn't ask us. But the information kids process should be age appropriate, and don't withhold the truth because you're doing something underhanded. Kids can handle more than we think when their parents love them. Thirdly, ask, am I modeling the behavior I want my child to embrace? Kids are better watchers than listeners, have you noticed? We can preach to them all day, then erase those important messages when they see us watching certain TV shows or catch us telling a lie. Remember, there is no teacher so powerful as example. And sometimes we need to ask their forgiveness. Go ahead and do it. Proverbs 10 says, "The lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die for lack of judgment. The lips of the righteous know what is fitting, but the mouth of the wicked only what is perverse." You learn these things as you age, don't you? My wife and I are a little older now. We're better at telling the truth. Our kids know that when we say we're taking a nap, we really mean it.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."